Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets sending an audio boo from me to you. And gonna try to do this a little bit more often. I did these a while back, little kind of microblogging kind of short messages. And so I'm gonna try to start doing it again on a semi-regular basis. Maybe, you know, as a prelude to a real podcast, you know, and doing something like that. So, today's subject is I have the iPhone blues. I got the iPhone update blues. Should have my acoustic guitar. Yeah, I tried to do this update for 4.3, and I noticed it just as I was going to bed last night, and I've been kind of in a transitional phase of trying to run iTunes in a VM on Ubuntu, and of course there is no iTunes for Linux, so I was trying to run it in a VM, a little Windows XP VM that I had, and I've kind of learned the hard way that you don't want to actually do a update like this of your operating system in a VM, because it needs to be connected to a physical machine in order to do the rebooting of the iPhone, apparently, at the time that it needs to, at the strategic time that that needs to be done. So kind of learned that the hard way, unfortunately. And so then I went to the physical machine that I've had running Mac OS, and the last time that I synced to that machine was before I went on a recent trip to DC to a customer site for a week, and I didn't, I wanted to be able to sync while I was there and things like that, so I started syncing just podcasts and things like that in this little VM. That seemed to be working okay. I wasn't ever doing anything with applications, and I hadn't gotten to that point yet, and wasn't quite sure exactly how that would work. So I went ahead and re-synced to that machine this morning after having tried several times during the night, and it kept on, you know, failing during that process. This morning when I was trying to actually do this, I think a lot of people East Coast, an hour ahead of me, had gotten up. Everybody in Europe was all hitting the servers pretty hard, and so there were some problems with where the machine was located. It's a little far away from the wireless signal, and it's back in the bedroom, and so I had to move the machine out. I physically connected it to the router and finally downloaded the update package and got a phone back, because of course when it's in that this is the device that needs to be synced up with iTunes mode, you don't even have a phone anymore in your hand, and it's a little bit different when it's your phone than when it was just my iPod Touch. So now I'm in this transitional phase. I didn't have time to download all of the applications again and things like that. Do I try a restore and restore from my backup? I'd like to save some of the things that I had set up in the system. Like, you know, I had all my setup for mail and things like that. I kind of reconstructed that and resynced up with Google Mail again. But I had Mobile B set up and all those kinds of things, and now that's lost. I got a lot of documents in GoodReader that I've downloaded. I'd like to save those, as well as some game saves and things like that. So there are a few things that are application-oriented. Oh, books that I have loaded into iBooks. I'd like to retrieve those. So do I just sync the apps and the data will come over too? Do I need to restore? Got to do some research here, I guess, and see what it is that I need to do. I do think I'm going to simplify my life, though, and not run around with 20 gigs of applications on my on my iPhone, 99 and 44 100% of which I never look at. So obviously I really needed those applications, didn't I? All right, that's all for now. Mr. Gadgets saying you be careful out there, whether it's updating your phone or whatever else it is you're doing here on the technological frontier. And I'll be out here looking, blazing the trail ahead of you. Bye now.